Thank you, Madam President. Good morning, Excellencies and colleagues. Let me start by briefly saying that the universalization of the convention is a responsibility of all states parties and the leadership of the presidency and the thematic coordinators. Malawi and Peru, as coordinators of universalization, since the last meeting of states parties, appreciate and commend the work and activities that have been and continue to be carried out by different states parties in the universalization efforts, as well as by the relevant civil society organizations. We call for more states to take up this responsibility of protecting humanity and safeguarding global peace and security. As coordinators, we are ready and committed to working with all states parties and civil society in this process. Madam President, since the last MSP, there has been a few developments regarding universalization. As you've already explained, we also regret the announcement by Lithuania of their withdrawal from the convention. And we remind states parties that the presidency put forward an offer of a constructive dialogue with the delegation in order to reverse or at least postpone the formalization of such decision. Indeed, the possible withdrawal will clearly undermine the work of universalization. We need to put more efforts in assuring states parties of the importance and necessity of being part of a global community working towards the ban of these devastating weapons and promoting global peace. It is important to remember that humanitarian disarmament treaties, such as the CCM, are intended to apply during times of war and peace. Hence, the universalization coordinators reached out and engaged with Lithuania's delegation in Geneva on the issue. The coordinators urged Lithuania to reconsider this decision and consider the humanitarian and other consequences of this decision. Additionally, in partnership with the Interparliamentary Union, we tried to strategize on the best way to deal with this development. We will continue to work with the ICU and all stakeholders to ensure the relevance of the convention and that state parties adhere to and uphold its provisions. With the strategic direction and guidance from the presidency, Malawi and Peru, together with the International Committee of the Red Cross and the CMC, and with support from the ISU on 29th April 2024, this is another activity that we organize under the bracket of universalization. We organize a briefing session for the signatory and non-signatory states of East Africa. The meeting was also attended by states from other regions, like the southern region of Africa, like Zimbabwe. The meeting discussed challenges that these states are facing, which are preventing them from ratifying the convention. Participants were assured of available support to assist their ratification and implementation efforts. South Sudan, as one of the latest states to join the convention, shared its experience in the ratification process. In the same month of April 2024, Malawi and Peru, in collaboration with Zambia and Australia as thematic coordinators on different themes of the CCM, organized a virtual meeting of the African group in Geneva. During the meeting, coordinators urged member states, which are signatories and non-signatory states, to consider joining the convention. The African group was reminded of the important role that they have in ensuring that the region has proper structures for preparedness and response, despite most of them not being producers of cluster munitions. Furthermore, Peru, as one of the coordinators of universalization, shared its experience regarding reporting on gender and diversity mainstreaming. This took place at a workshop on gender and diversity in reporting held on 30th May, organized by Australia, Belgium, Germany, and the United Nations Institute for Disarmament Research and the ISU. I'll now hand over to my colleague to continue with the presentation.